Hi, let me tell you a little bit about online dating. I joined OkCupid around mid-February or late February, and I've been on ever since, but I'm thinking about deleting my account because I have not gotten very many good results at all. It just seems that researching online what other people think, they've said that the type of quality of people, guys and girls, is pretty lame on OkCupid, and a lot of crazy stuff happens. And I'll tell you my perspective as a Christian male going on OkCupid and the kind of results I got. Well, I'm going to tell you from the guy's point of view, and I know there's a lot of crazy guys on the internet too, but we're just going to focus on the crazy girls on OkCupid. I think the quality of OkCupid is not very good. It seems like the type of women who go on there basically are either really desperate and they don't have a chance to date anyone in real life, because either they're really, really fat or just unattractive or just kind of weird or something. And then there's a lot of single moms on there. And then there's a lot of really older people that are too old for me on there as well, which is kind of annoying. And another thing is when the girl, I've seen like attractive women on there too, but they seem to be very high maintenance, or I don't know about high maintenance, but they have like really ridiculous standards for what you have to be in order for them to even message you back. So what I think is the type of quality is really either really low quality people who are just really desperate and they're just kind of weird, or they're just really beautiful women or somewhat attractive who have ridiculous standards and can't get a date because they are too stuck up to date a typical guy who would ask him out. And so they're looking for this perfect guy that doesn't exist. Okay. Some of the experience I got were, of course, at first, when I joined, it was just, there was hardly any attractive women on the site at all, and I was really disappointed. And about 2.5 weeks later, I got this email that said, "Congratulations, you are hot." So OkCupid, the website, emailed me and said that I'm hot and attractive. So ladies, if you want to know what is considered hot and attractive, I guess I am. But I don't really care. I mean, I was kind of surprised. Okay. I'm not a model or anything. So, I don't know what it takes to get that email. You have to be voted by people that will give you like 4 or 5 stars and then you'll be attractive. And then when you get that email, it says, "You will now see more attractive results on your search," or whatever. So, before that email came, I was searching and then there was, a lot of real fat chicks and unattractive women, girls that just have nothing in common with me and are just kind of gross. Let's just be honest, okay? In between all them, I'd find like an attractive girl here and one there every so often, and then I would email her. Then I'd get no response, and it was just really annoying. So I'm like, I guess, girls don't find me attractive, or they think I'm lame or something. So then, a couple weeks later, I get this email that says I'm hot. Then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get more attractive results. So apparently women think I'm hot, they voted me up, but I don't think the girls I liked voted me up. Probably all the ones who were kind of desperate probably voted me up. Anyway, so I went back and then I search around, and now I get a lot more average looking women. I wouldn't say really hot or anything, but they're average looking, and then there's also beautiful girls too. And so the list, I go back, and all of a sudden it's the same girls who didn't email me back now. So now I got rid of all the more ugly and I guess fat type of women and all that, and more of the average to attractive type women. And it's just the same girls who already ignored me before, so I wasn't getting anything out of that. So it kind of was annoying, it's aggravating. So then I'm searching around, and so many women, I mean, they don't understand online dating. I mean, online dating can be online dating. Back in the day, you'd date someone who was far away and then you'd meet something. I mean, I've dated online before and I've met people in real life on an airplane, and it was kind of cool. But a lot of people don't want to date long distance. I mean, even a city away, they don't want to date you. They expect you to be in their city, which I can understand. I mean, I'd rather have someone in my city, but I kind of live in a crappy city. I mean, I live in Alabama for crying out loud. I mean, the types of girls I want are not in my area. And so I only have the choice of long distance dating, and most women are not open to that. And once they see you're far away, they don't even respond, or they say, "You're too far, so I wouldn't date you." Hor, hor, hor. I got one girl who said, "Hi, I messaged you because you seem interesting, but I don't really want to date you because of the distance, but I just want to say hi." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, why are you messaging me then?" And then you get people with no profile picture messaging you, and it's like, dude, I'm not going to respond. And types of profile pictures that really are all over this, all over OkCupid are girls with sunglasses on. Freaking A. I mean, I'm never going to see your face with those stupid sunglasses off. It's a dating website. Show what you look like normal. Also, give me a full body picture. I mean, some girls don't have these angled photos. I'm like, well, basically that tells me you're hiding your body because you're ashamed or you're fat or something. So, if they don't have a full body picture, or it's just weird angles or weird lighting or black and white, or they're looking a certain way, you know they're not really as attractive, because cameras can do a lot to hide imperfections on someone, and it's obvious. I mean, if you met me in real life, there's probably a lot you'd see. I mean, no one looks totally hot when you see a photo on the internet, and then you meet them in real life, there's things you have to expect, like, there's blemishes here and there, you know? So, I mean, that's always the truth on online dating, and I mean, that's fine with me. I'm not worried about blemishes or whatever. But the point is you just got to show what you really look like. Stupid sunglasses or really big hats or something are annoying. And then I've seen pictures where the girls are not even looking at the camera. They're like looking this way at something. Or they have artsy photos, or they're really far away. I can't even see what you look like. You're too far away. And then the dumb pictures where the girl has a group of girls in the same picture, like her best friends. Like, look at me, I do social things, and I go clubbing. Well, then she's with, like, two or three other hot chicks that they happen to be way hotter than her. And it's like, dude, how can I meet your friends? I don't care about you. I want to meet your friends now. So when girls put more girls in the picture with them, it's pointless. And another stupid one is when they put a guy in the picture. There was girls who had guys in the picture with them. I'm like, oh, I want to date you, and your friend is going to be there the whole time. It's just stupid. It's like common sense that you should have close-up pictures of your face, full body pictures, and like at least four or five or more. Then after that, you could put like your interest or something cool, like a place you've been, like a farther distance picture or whatever. Then you get these girls who have an angle where their boobs cleavage are showing, and it's like, look at me and my boobs. And I mean, obviously most of those girls who do that are really fat, and they just try to look like they have big boobs without being fat, so they hide the angle, and it's just obvious. And then I hate the pictures where they're in, like, a bikini and acting sexy. Like, oh, I mean, if a guy is looking to date seriously, a girl who looks seductive or promiscuous, I mean, he's not going to trust that. Why would he want to message a girl who probably looks, I mean, to him, she just comes off like she's probably a slut, or she'll probably cheat on you, because every guy would want her. And it's really annoying. And then another thing that's really annoying is you can't filter out. Sometimes you just can't filter out, like, certain things. I've seen, like, bisexual chicks. I don't want a bisexual woman. I want to filter them out and get a straight woman, completely straight. And since I'm a Christian, I'm looking for straight women. And what's really annoying is a lot of the girls on there say they're Christian, but then they're bisexual. That makes no sense. I mean, the Bible straight up says not to behave, do that kind of stuff. So it's beyond me. And then there's weird things, like you have to answer questions, and you should answer at least 50, but I got really bored and just one day was clicking and answering hundreds of them, and I figured that will get me better matches because it says so. But then you click on everyone's profile and they barely answered any of the questions, and then it says you're a 97% match. So I'm a match with someone who answered 10 questions and I've answered hundreds. How are we a match? I mean, it's ridiculous. And the matches, they really aren't matches. I mean, the criteria they use to match you with really doesn't make any sense. They have all these random questions, but if they haven't answered a ton of questions, it's they're not really a match, and then you're going to be mad. And then there's the times where it said, you're a 95% match, and then I go and I look at their questions, and it says, y'all got issues. So it basically, I'm a really good match, but then we have a ton of issues and conflicting beliefs. How was that a match? OkCupid makes no sense. And another problem I had is I found a girl that kind of looked like she might fit what I like. And she was in my city, and then I message her, and no, I'm looking at her profile, and it says, I like to do this, I like to do this, I'm this kind of person, I like to meet these kind of people and hang out. Oh, but not right now, I'm seeing someone. What the heck are you doing on the website then? You are dating another guy, yet you have a profile up. Then I email her, asked her about it, and she got all snotty and mean. Wow, I got her to respond. And she was like, don't judge me and don't tell me, mind your own business. And I'm like, it's a public profile. It's everyone's business when you know, are you stupid? She said that she put it on because her and her boyfriend wanted to keep their profile so they could keep their memories of them messaging each other back and forth. But in reality, yeah, right. If you're dating someone you really care about, you delete your profile and move on. You don't need those stupid memories. And basically, the guy just wanted to keep his profile so he could play her and find what else he could get while he's seeing her. I mean, she must be too dumb to realize that. Now, ladies, the first thing a guy does on OkCupid is he looks at your picture. He wants to see if you're attractive, if you're sexy, if you're beautiful. It's just common sense. Guys like beautiful women. We want to see what you look like. After that, we'll skim over your profile a little bit. I will see if your religion is the same as mine. Then I go straight to the questions. Then the questions, the obvious thing the guy's going to click on first are the sex questions. He's gonna look at all of your sex and the answers to the sex questions because he wants to see, one, if you're going to enjoy sex a lot because, you know, guys, we're wired that way. And the other is to see if you're really, really slutty. Now, a Christian guy, I look to see, one, do you have good morals? Are you slutty or do you have good morals and you believe in the same Christian beliefs as I do? Number two, are you repressed? Are you looking forward to all, like, amazing sex in a marriage? Now, that's the other criteria. So, guys are always going to click on that. So, you might want to start answering those questions and answer them honestly. And then the other questions we look at is religion or ethics to see if you're a good person or not. We skim over your profile and we try to find the interesting things that might pop out. Then we'll look it over and read it. The thing is we're trying to get someone to message us back. We don't have time to spend an hour on everyone's profile trying to think of the most perfect message for someone to write us back. There's tons of options. There's tons of different women's profiles. And you want to get through it all to see who's going to write you back. So skimming over and taking a piece of info here and there to write about is what we do. We're not going to spend writing essays because we know you're probably not going to write us back. So why would I write a whole essay or giant email about how great your profile is when you're most likely going to think I'm an idiot anyway and find some stupid flaw and not write me back? Hardly any women write you back. Most will not write you back. You could send hundreds of emails out and none will write you back. But it seems like if you really want someone to write you back, piss them off. Say something that, like, about their profile that you disagree with, they will write you back and tell you how dumb you are and how you're such judgmental, blah, 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 blah. And then they won't write you back again. But they will respond. But then they won't write you again after that. Again after that. Even if you write them a follow-up, they'll just ignore you. Now, some girls will write you and act like they're interested out of nowhere, and you're like, oh my gosh, a girl wrote me, yes. Then you respond, and then she never writes you back. It's like, I think a lot of women go on there for attention and to manipulate or hurt guys' feelings or something. Or they just like the fact guys are attracted to them and wanting to write them, and then they just ignore all the emails. And it seems like you have to be perfect for them to write you back. Some of the standards they have are like, you know, they have these dumb lists like, don't email me if you this, or that, or that, or that. Or, write me only if this, 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 and this. And those kind of women just demand so much, and it's unfair. And there's a lot of good quality guys who might not meet every standard. What's really annoying is girls who are 25 who will only date guys age 23 to 28. And I'm like, so you're not going to date a guy who's 30 or 31. It's just a few years difference. I mean, I don't even, like, I'm 31. I don't even look 31. Some people actually think I'm 21 when they just see me. They go, hey, what's up? You're 31? No way. One girl said she will only date age 25 to 30, and I was 31, and then she didn't write me back, simply because 1 year was off. It's just stupid. Then other girls, they demand professional guys who have high-paying jobs, like, oh, a doctor, or a lawyer, or a dentist, or something, And if you have a lower paying job, they're going to ignore you and never write you back. It's unfair because in our economy, I mean, it's hard to get jobs right now, and a lot of people do have an education like me, and it's hard to get high paying jobs. I mean, heck, even the crappy retail jobs are hard to get right now. And so girls judge you on your money instead of your character. They don't believe that you can make it or something. So it's just really hard. Online dating is really damaging to your self-esteem and your ego as a guy. It makes you feel worthless and more lonely than joining. So I would recommend not doing OkCupid or any online dating, especially paying for it. I would never pay for it. I tried it one time on Match.com, and there were a lot of fake profiles, and it was just a way for you to sign up. And then once you sign up and you message those people, they don't write you back. That really pissed me off. And then OkCupid was free, so I decided to try it. And my results aren't very good, and it's very frustrating. And it makes me feel like, oh, I probably will never get married. And I hate where I live right now in Alabama, and there's just really no women that I like, the kinds of women I like. I mean, obviously, I like Asian chicks, I like Pacific Islander women, I like different cultures, I want to date outside my race, I want someone interesting to me, and there really isn't a lot to offer. Also, if you specifically state, like, I want, like, you search for Asian, Pacific Islander, Indian women, or whatever, all of a sudden, a bunch of people who aren't even like that are up here. Like, a lot of black girls, I guess they think they're Indian or something, but they probably mean part Native American at some point down their ancestry. But for some reason, they pop up, and you're like, that's not what I'm looking for. And so they've got to figure a way to filter out things more detailed, like, I want Asian women, but not black women, or not white women, or not this, you know, to make it easier to get what you're looking for. And then looking for Christian women is tough. A lot of them are really just culturally Christian, so they're not going to be really deep into anything intelligent. So, and as soon as you start bringing up theological concepts, they get really turned off and think you're judgmental. So it's been a pain, and I'm probably going to delete my account in the next week. And it's just frustrating the type of people and the type of stupid profiles people put up. Like, they don't even write details, and they have stupid pictures that you can't even really see what they look like. And then the fact that everyone pretty much ignores you, and you'll write hundreds of emails, and no one will write you back. It just seems like a total waste of time, and it's unfulfilling. So I don't recommend going on OkCupid or any of these dating sites. And I guess just be patient, and hopefully you'll find someone who has the similar interests through something you like to do down the road. Hopefully I can move out of here and find someone. But I'm not really enjoying OkCupid or online dating. So that's pretty much what I got to say about that. Is there anything else? Well,